If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and they're online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
If you haven't seen a nutritionist, you're not missing too much. They know the same stuff as us. Imagine your most annoying friend, and then imagine they start charging you. She's like, you know what's healthy? Vegetables. I'm like, I had heard that from everyone. Have you been talking to everyone?
Friday, August 1st, 2025. It is the wake up call. That's right. Good morning. It's Gavin, Katie, and Kevin. Oh, man. What that comedian said is so accurate. I think, maybe not Kevin, but I know you and I, at some point in our lives, probably multiple points in our lives, have like worked with a nutritionist, you know?
I never have.
You've never worked with a nutritionist? Mm-hmm. Oh, man, I have. And it's like, okay, so like, let's really figure this out. And then it's exactly that. Like, they know what I already knew.
I mean, I don't know. If they're teaching you about macros and stuff like that, that is a whole other realm of stuff.
Yeah, the math part of it is pretty wild.
I mean, a nutritionist should be creating a program specific to you. So it shouldn't be, oh, just do what everybody else is doing, because that's not
right.
Right.
If it's the casual advice, just like, well, you know, eat a little less meat, more fruit and vegetables and exercise. It's like, yeah, I knew all that.
Yeah, I think that your experience with a nutritionist was probably different than a lot of people who go to a nutritionist because they have a very serious medical problem.
Like, right, yeah.
Like Crohn's or diverticulitis or something like that.
Now, my mom's
done that. I think you went because you were like a little chubby.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah.
106.5 The End.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10s.
Okay, so Matt wanted me to phone scam his friend, and his friend was going to use a service kind of like Cameo to get his daughter a birthday wish. So we came up with the idea of telling Matt that there's this other company called Kango that that's like Cameo, except it does it for A-list celebrities. And what he's about to find out is they are not A-list celebrities. They are A-list celebrity impersonators.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the wake up call.
Hello.
Hey, I'm looking for Max.
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, Max, this is Raul Labrador. I'm calling from Kango. You left a voicemail message with us that you wanted to get a service?
Yes. I'm looking to get a birthday shout-out wish from Post Malone.
Yes, perfect. Well, I'm here to set that up for you.
Awesome.
Okay, so who is the birthday wish for?
Jesse.
Jesse, do you want us to do a last name or no?
No. Just Jesse's fine.
Okay. Is that a boy or a girl?
A girl.
Okay. And how old is she?
She's turning 9.
Okay. Is that in boy years or girl years?
Is there a difference? Girl years, I guess.
Girl. Okay, so 9 in girl years. Okay, I'll write that down. All right. So we're going to email you the recorded birthday wish from Roast Malone. He will wish Jesse, you know, happy birthday in 9 girl years.
I'm sorry.
Is Roast Malone, sorry, and I love you too, or something like that. He won't be inappropriate.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. Did I hear you correctly? Did you say Roast Malone?
Roast Malone. Yes.
Post. P-O-S-T.
Well,
okay.
That is our Post Malone. We can't call him Post Malone. We have to change his name. So we try to do just minor variations. And this is, we came up with Roast Malone. He looks just like him though. He's a guy, he was in a motorcycle accident. So like he doesn't talk very clearly, but he talks just like Post Malone. Like, you know, he's got face tattoos. They're not the same ones. When you see him talk in his mumbled silliness, you're going to be like, oh my God, that's just like Post Malone, but it's Roast Malone.
Okay, I'm sorry. I think I have the wrong idea. I was told that this is a business that gets the real celebrities to send out messages.
Well, this is a business that gets as real as we can possibly get. If you don't like that, we've got other ones that would be great too. Let me see if I can get you somebody other than Roast Malone. What if I get you a birthday wish from Brad Pitt?
Listen,
or does she like
Christ.
Girl? I can do Reese Witherspoon. That's a good one too. Johnny Depp.
My man. Listen. I am not interested in all these impersonators that you have. Okay, I want the real deal.
So you're not interested in Whoopi Goldberg.
Last time.
Okay. All right. How about Samuel Jackson?
What do you mean, like Samuel L. Jackson, like the real?
Well, we can't use the L. It's just Samuel Jackson.
All right, listen, I don't care who I have to talk to, all right?
Let me give you Frankie Muniz.
Listen, I mean, she's 9 years old, okay? She doesn't know who Frankie Muniz is, okay?
Well, he was Agent Cody Banks. It doesn't matter. Okay, let me look into this, and I'll see if I can get you your money back, okay? I got to talk to my mom.
You know what, man? Just call me back, okay?
Okay. Before I do that, Max, I just have to tell you one more thing. None of this has actually been real. This is actually Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End, and you're on a phone scam.
What?
Your friend Matt is the one who actually wanted me to do this to you.
Oh, my God. So this whole thing was on the radio?
Yes. So you're going to have to get your daughter something else for her birthday.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com. 106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
For the Roses time on the Wake Up Call, and we're talking to Elizabeth this morning. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning.
Now, you and Carlos, that's your boyfriend. How long have you guys been together?
Gosh, almost 10 years already.
10 wow. years? Wow.
Yeah.
And he has not proposed yet?
No, but we do have a son together.
Okay. All right. That's way more serious than a marriage.
But, I mean, still. Okay.
That's the only thing that's permanent. Unfortunately, tell us why you're on War of the Roses.
Our relationship isn't perfect. Like, it's always been rocky, I guess. We fight pretty frequently. But I never thought that he was being unfaithful until recently. He got absolutely wasted and said when we were fighting that he loved cheating on me.
He loved it.
And now, wait, did you know that he had cheated on you, or this was your first time hearing this?
No, I'd never heard that before. And I asked him, I was like, who are you cheating on me with? When was this? And I asked him all these questions. But once I started questioning him, he just changed his whole story. And he said, oh, I was trying to make you mad. And he made everything up just to make me mad.
So I'm guessing you just want to find out for sure, right?
Yeah.
All right, Elizabeth, you're going to be on hold. You'll be able to hear everything. Kay's going to call Carlos and offer him some fake free roses, and we'll see who he sends them to, okay?
Okay.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak with Carlos, please?
Yeah, you got him.
Hi, Carlos. Please? This is Ashley with... and I'm calling today with a special gift that we're offering to all of our valued customers. Today's gift is one dozen long stem red roses, absolutely free. I won't be asking you for a credit card number. You won't see an additional charge on your bill or anything. It's just a promotion to show you how much we appreciate your business. Does this sound like something you'd like to take advantage of today?
If it's free, I mean, as long as I'm not charging anything.
Yeah, it's totally free and really easy to get started. All I would need is the first and last name of the person you'd like to send the roses to.
That's it?
That's it?
Sure. Send them to Dina's.
Okay. And then before I get Dina's address, you're able to include a personalized card to be delivered with the roses. What would you like that to say?
If you could write it out for me. You are strong and beautiful. You'll get through this.
You are strong and beautiful. You'll get through this. And then love Carlos or just Carlos? How do you want it signed?
It doesn't matter. I mean, just as long as she knows it's from me, you know?
Hey, Carlos, my name's Gavin. And that was not a free offer for roses. It wasn't real. That was Katie from the Wake Up Call. And we're on 106.5 The End. Listening in this whole time is your girlfriend, Elizabeth, who's back on now. Elizabeth, are you there?
Oh, what the f*** is going on between you and Dina?
Elizabeth, who's Dina?
Dina's our old neighbor. When did you and Dina magically become friends? You weren't always friends.
This isn't news. We've always been friends. She was your friend too. Like,
we were nice. We were neighborly, and we haven't lived near each other for over 3 years. So why are you sending her flowers and calling her strong and beautiful?
Because I'm being supportive. You didn't hear that she just split up with Steven? I'm just being a nice guy.
No, I didn't hear that because we're not friends with them. Like, there's no reason for us to even be communicating with them at all, especially not without me knowing anything about it.
How are you and Dina communicating?
Just like anyone else would, text, you know, phone calls.
But your girlfriend had no idea that you guys were texting and calling each other.
You're basically dating her.
No, relax. This is overreacting. This whole thing we're doing is an overreaction on your end.
What if Elizabeth was having this exact same relationship with Dina's, I guess now, ex-husband, Steven, also your former neighbor, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
So if she was texting and calling Steven and then sent him a gift, that wouldn't weird you out?
I don't know. Honestly, I just don't know.
I'm sure you do. Remember what you said to her when you guys were having a fight and you said you were drunk, but you said you loved cheating on her. That partnered with this
doesn't look good.
Does not look good.
I honestly don't even remember myself saying that.
Right. Well, okay. Well, she remembers it. Where's your head at right now, Elizabeth?
I can't deal with the lies. I can't deal with the deceit. I can't deal with you texting girls behind my back. Like, this is all bullshit, honestly. I need you to get the fuck out of my house because I need time to think about this.
Just like that. Get the fuck out of the house. That's what you have to say?
The fact that you guys have a kid together, just think about stuff and have conversations. That's my only advice.
Hey, listen, this is not the first time that she's been saying that, okay? She said this before because she, like I said, she overreacts.
I mean, that might be true, but this doesn't feel like an overreaction this time.
Just have a conversation. That's all I'm
but
asking.
Stop talking to Dina.
And probably stop talking to her completely. Thank you, guys. I hope you work out whatever issues are going on. But it's War of the Roses on 106.5
The End. 106.5
The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Yes, it is time for us to go to the islands and play Hang 10 on the Wake Up Call for tickets to Aftershock. Nicole, are you there?
I'm here.
Aloha.
Aloha.
You sound like you're having a great day. I love that. Well, have you ever heard us play Hang 10 before?
I have a little bit, but I haven't done it yet.
Well, I'll explain it to you, and then you can tell us whether or not you want to practice round. But you get three rounds, and Katie's going to give you a category. Then you get 10 seconds to name five things that apply to that category. Each thing you mention is worth 1 point. You need 11 points to win. Do you think you'd like a practice round?
No, I think I can do it. I hope.
Yes. I love it.
I love that. Okay. All right, let's jump right into it.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
in 10 seconds. Name five things you can find in the ocean. Go.
Fish, sharks, swimmers, divers, coral, sand, seashells, shrimp.
Wow.
Okay, we're going to top.
You're an ocean girl.
We're going to top you out at five for that one, especially because fish and sharks are the same thing. But
you're right.
You got five. That was great. Five out of five. Incredible start. Very, very strong. All right, let's move on to round two. You're playing for tickets to Thursday's Aftershock to see Blink-182 and the All-American Rejects.
Okay. This one's a little bit harder, I think.
Good.
In 10 seconds, name things that bounce. Go.
Balls, babies, jump rope, boobs.
Boobs is a good one.
I'll give you boobs. I'm not going to give jump rope.
Jump rope, don't jump.
No, bounce. Boobs is a good one.
Boobs was a pretty good one. All right, you guys.
Bounce?
Bouncing baby boy. An expression. Okay. Yeah. You bounce them on
your knee.
Okay. You got 8 points. This is good. You only need three more to win, okay?
Okay.
One more round is all that stands between you and tickets to Aftershock.
Okay.
Woo! Okay.
Okay. In 10 seconds, name five spices / herbs. Go.
Cayenne, cumin, pepper, paprika, garlic, onion, parsley, cilantro.
Wow.
What an overachiever.
That was amazing. Incredible.
You have a spice rack.
Wow.
what a flex.
I'm going to guess you do most of the cooking in your house.
Well, my husband's a chef and I'm a baker. So.
That's
so adorable.
Man, that played right into your hand. Yeah. That was amazing. Wow, congratulations. Are you playing for your husband, the chef?
I don't know. I might take my bestie. We'll see. We'll see what ends up happening.
I love that.
She's fun.
Listen, Nicole, anytime you want to bring us baked goods or anything savory that your husband makes.
Yeah, we are big savory people.
And we can easily be bought. Okay.
Oh, that's good to know. Okay.
All right. Stay on hold. We got to get your information. Congratulations.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
Yes, $280 is today's jackpot on the game known as Are You Smarter Than Katie? And win or lose, we've got tickets to see the Lumineers at the Golden One Center on August 6th. That's coming up. That'll be a fun show. Let's talk to caller 17, who is Mike. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. This is Mike Ferrer from Ceres.
What?
He said his full name from
Ceres. I love it.
From Ceres? Ceres.
Right next to Modesto.
Oh, all right. Very cool. Well, welcome to the show. Katie's leaving the studio right now. I got five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. We'll see how many you get right versus how many she gets right. And you got to earn the jackpot, but you've already got the Lumineers ticket. So congratulations there.
Awesome. Thank you.
You got it. All right, here we go. Question one. Justin Timberlake announced yesterday that he was diagnosed with Lyme disease. This probably explains the lackluster performances that he's been giving on his tour that have actually gone viral. Probably because of the nerve pain and extreme fatigue that Lyme disease can cause. What animal gives you Lyme disease?
Ticks.
Question two. The Social Network was an Oscar-winning film about the start of Facebook, and it is getting a sequel, but not with Jesse Eisenberg, who played Mark Zuckerberg in the original one. This time, Mark Zuckerberg is going to be played by Jeremy Strong from Succession, and the movie is going to be about how big Facebook got and how damaging social media has been to us. True or false, The Social Network won Best Picture?
True.
Question three, Katy Perry was seen on a date with former Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau, and it looks like things are getting pretty serious. Trudeau was then also spotted attending Katy Perry's concert the very next night in Montreal. What province is Montreal in?
Canada.
What province?
I don't know that one.
All righty, moving on. And don't swear, please. Coming up next, question four. Hostel is one of the more successful horror franchises of the early 2000s, and it's coming to TV. Peacock is going to launch a Hostel TV show, and it's going to be starring Oscar-nominated actor Paul Giamatti. It's going to come out this fall. I'm interested in that. What color is not in the Peacock logo? Blue, green, or white?
I think it's white.
Question five. Kamala Harris announced that she is not running for governor of California, which creates speculation in some that she might be taking another shot at running for president. She also has a new book out called 107 Days, which is about her short run for president where she lost to President Trump. If each copy costs $22 and you bought five copies, what's your total?
22, that's going to be 88.
All righty.
108, sorry.
All right, Kevin, can you please go get Katy? And, Mike, what do you do for a living? What do people do in series?
Well, right now I'm a Lyft and Uber driver, but I've been in management my whole life, so.
Oh, okay. Well, that's pretty exciting. Any interesting rides that you've done so far today?
So far, I just had one. I just started, dropped off my first ride at Amazon, actually.
Okay, very cool. So are you driving around the Sacramento area?
I'm actually in Stockton right now.
You're Stockton. Oh, okay. All right. I'm going to put you on hold. Katy, are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Here we go. Question one. Justin Timberlake, he announced yesterday, did you see this, that he has Lyme disease? That's sad. And it probably...
Man, a lot of celebrities get Lyme disease.
I know. What are you, in the woods a lot?
I don't know. Maybe didn't he have an album like Man of the Woods or something?
Oh, he did. Okay. But this probably is explaining those lackluster performances that have gone viral where people are complaining about how he's just kind of walking around on stage and not putting his ass into it. It's probably because of the nerve pain and extreme fatigue.
I assume it's because he was in his 40s.
What animal gives you Lyme disease?
A tick.
A tick.
I still struggle to call insects animals, but okay.
Question two. The Social Network was an Oscar-winning film about the start of Facebook. And it starred Jesse Eisenberg as Mark Zuckerberg, but Eisenberg is not returning to play Zuckerberg in the sequel.
Okay.
It's going to be Jeremy Strong from Succession.
Oh, he's great.
I love him. He's great. Yeah, and the movie's going to be about what has happened to Facebook and how damaging it's been for us.
Yeah.
True or false, The Social Network won Best Picture.
I don't think. Let's say false.
That is correct. It did not. Question three. Katy Perry, you know how she was seen on that date with former Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau?
Yep.
Well, the very next night, he was spotted at her concert.
Yeah, I saw.
In Montreal. Uh-oh. Couple alert. What province is Montreal in?
British Columbia?
It's Quebec.
Oh.
Quebec. Question four, Hostel. What is one of the more successful horror franchises of the early 2000s? I'm sure you've seen it.
So many times.
And it's coming to TV. It's coming to Peacock, actually. And they're going to have a Hostel TV show, and it's going to star Paul Giamatti, Oscar-nominated actor, comes out this fall. What color is not in the Peacock logo? Blue, green, or white?
I believe all those colors are part of the Peacock logo.
So,
blue?
It's white.
I feel like we need to...
The dots?
Well, part of the logo is the peacock sign.
Well, I was considered the logo is the dots
and
that come up and dance.
The peacock itself is white.
Well, there is no peacock. There's no actual peacock in the peacock logo. You're right that the letters are white.
Yeah, even if it's just the dots, there's a white P next to it.
All right, I'll give you both a point for that one.
Okay.
Or what did Mike say there, Kevin? Do you remember?
I think he said white.
I think he did too. All right, I'll give it to you.
Believe me, I go to the peacock.
Yeah, she's the only one that has a subscription.
Constantly.
I didn't consider the word peacock as part of the logo, but I understand what you're talking about. Question five. Kamala Harris announced that she's not running for governor of California, which some people are saying maybe she's going to run for president again. She also has a new book out called 107 Days, which is about her short run for president where she lost to President Trump. If each copy costs $22 and you buy five copies, what's your total?
Okay. $110.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. That is correct. Mike, are you there?
I'm here, yep.
Final score. Did you say white, by the way?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, I thought you did. Okay. Final score. Katie got 4. You got 3.
Ooh.
Katie wins. Katie wins. Congratulations, Katie. We're going to have $20 at the jackpot tomorrow for Monday. Round $300. But, Mike, what is it that you want to tell us?
Hey, thanks for letting me play. It was fun.
You're welcome.
The correct answer is I am not smarter than Katie.
That's right. I am not smarter
than Katie.
Good job, Katie.
But stay on hold, though. We got to get your information because you do have those Lumineers tickets. Congratulations for that. Have fun at that show.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
Three little secret time on the Wake Up Call, and we're talking to Steven this morning. Good morning, Steven.
Good morning, guys.
Now, you have a dirty little secret, and unfortunately, this is a serious one, especially if you are an animal lover, because something terrible happened to a dog, and you think you're to blame. Tell us what happened.
A few weeks ago, I was at my buddy's house, and I had to take a certain medication every day, and they had it on me, and, I slept over, and then in the morning, I realized when I went to take my medication, there were some pills that seemed to be missing, and I thought, oh, maybe I dropped them, but I couldn't find them in the carpet. So fast forward a week, my friend told me that his dog is, really sick, was at the vet for a couple days, and now his dog's doing a little better, but it cost him $3,000.
Oh, my God.
They never found the root of the problem. They did all these tests, and I just think that it might have been the pills that I dropped that the dog ate. Now, I don't want to tell my friend because I don't want to have him blame me for it and charge me $3,000. And there's no way to prove it, but I just am pretty certain that's what happened. And I feel really bad about it.
All right, so let's go back and unpack this piece by piece. First of all, were these pills just like loosey-goosey rolling around in your pocket?
No, but I keep them in like a regular container, but it's not like a childproof type thing. And occasionally the lid does loosen up. So,
okay.
All right. So it is plausible that the pills did fall out of your pocket somewhere.
Yeah. It's something that has happened before.
And you think that it was at his house. So like those pills are somewhere at that house.
The container was in my pocket and I was lying down. So I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Something happened there where they just kind of fell.
What kind of medication was it?
Yeah, I don't want to say, to everyone on the radio, like, what it is specifically, but it's just a chronic condition I've had ever since I was a kid.
Got it. Okay. And the timeline of this happening totally lines up. Noticing you're missing pills and then the dog getting sick, like, was it a very plausible time frame?
Unfortunately, yeah.
And your friend is the kind of friend that if he found out that it was you, he would make you pay for it.
For $3,000?
Yeah. I mean, wouldn't you? Yeah.
You're kind of a bad guy, Steven, two times over. One, you're sloppy with your medication because that's very dangerous. And two, you have a suspicion it was you and you're not doing the right thing.
Keep in mind, this is a judgment-free zone. And we are not supposed to be passing judgment.
That's right.
Could you maybe... can you anonymously send him money?
Yeah, I don't have the money for that.
You sure you couldn't just let $3,000 slip out of your pocket that you keep in a plastic container with no lid on it?
Oh, boy.
How much could you pay? What if you paid him back in installments?
I could maybe give him like $300.
$300?
That isn't even close.
I mean, here's a tenth of what I should be paying you. But like, if you gave him $300 every month, I think that effort would make me feel better. Or does he not even suspect you at all?
I don't think he suspects him at all.
Yeah, he doesn't have any idea.
That's so bad, Stephen. Judgment free.
Judgment free zone.
If you have the kind of conscience that would let you live the rest of your life and say, okay, I'm never going to let anything like this happen again. I am going to learn from this. I guess that's fine. Could you live with yourself?
No, but I mean, like, if he doesn't have the money, he doesn't have the money. What's he supposed to do?
Yeah.
Make installment payments?
Yeah, but $300 a month is a lot.
It is, but $3,000 is more.
I know. I mean, it's a bad situation for everybody.
Yeah, that's true.
Because it's not like he did this on purpose.
No, I know it was an accident, but still, though. Oh, boy. Stephen, that was a pretty bad, dirty little secret. One day, if you ever win the lottery, do the right thing. Yeah, there you go.
And I'll pay it back with interest. How's that?
Okay. I love it. Okay. There we go. Now we can all sleep better at night.
In this fake scenario.
Right.
That's great.
Dirty little secret on the wake-up call. But now, it's time for this. Katie, what are the rules?
We're going to describe the title of the movie to you. We can't use any of the words in the title of the movie, any of the actors or actresses in the movie, or any of the characters from the movie.
That's right. And sing along. It's time for the No Name Movie Game.
106.5.
The end. Keep it going. Yes.
That's beautiful.
Okay. Oh, you want us to clap more? Sorry, guys. All right, let's see. Who is up first? Let's talk to Javier.
Uh-oh. This week, 106.5.
What was that? What was this? Here we go. That's not Javier. This is Javier. Javier, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. You're playing with Kevin.
Good choice.
All right. 45 seconds on the clock. You have to name the movie. Kevin, are you ready?
Yes.
Javier, are you ready?
Ready.
Playing for tickets to the Esquire IMAX Theater downtown. You can use it to see Fantastic Four. Time starts now.
Okay. These are like caves that bears live in. Like in a forest. It's like a cave.
Caves that.
It's about the Fantastic Four.
No. Okay, no. Nice. Pass. Okay, this is a Disney movie that is about a rodent. Oh,
okay.
Ratatouille.
Yes! Okay, After Fifth is what?
Repeat that.
After Fifth?
After Fifth?
Yeah. Is. The place after Fifth Place.
Oh, sixth place?
Okay, yes. And then taste, touch, smell, hearing, they're all what?
Wow. That's
I can't with Javier.
Sensory.
You got one. Only one.
He was still stuck on the Fantastic Four.
Well, I think that only happened once, but yeah, he did seem to be a little thrown off there. All right, Javier.
What did we say what the first one was?
What were you talking about?
Ratatouille.
No, the first one.
The first one.
The name of a cave where a bear sleeps.
A den.
Oh, a den.
Ever heard of her?
Yeah, that's on us.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That actually was not a bad clue.
Right.
All right. Let's talk to Kenny next. Good morning, Kenny.
I'm pissed.
Good morning.
All right, you picked Katie as your teammate. 45 seconds on the clock for you as well. Are you ready?
Let's get this, Katie.
Okay,
Katie,
let's do
all
it.
Right, you got to do better than one.
Okay.
Time starts now.
Okay, people that live in America are considered...
immigrants.
What a deep cut. No, you call us what? If you're in Canada, you're Canadian. If you're in America, you are...
American?
Yes. Okay. And another word for very attractive.
An American Beauty.
Very good. One. Okay. If you get in a car accident and you hurt your neck, you have...
Whiplash.
Yep, very good. Okay, this is a Disney princess. White stuff that falls down during the winter.
Yeah, she got...
Okay, great. Okay, triangle, square, circle.
All right, you got three. You got three. Kenny, you were very calm, cool, and collected during that.
Almost too much. I would have liked a little more energy, but that's okay.
A little pep in the step might have helped a little bit, but that's all right. You move at your pace. That's all that matters. Wow, we got a battle of the boys today. Now let's talk to Tommy. Good morning, Tommy.
Good morning.
All right, you are my teammate, so here we go. We got 45 seconds on the clock. We have to beat three. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Time starts now. This is the opposite of tame. Like there's
wild. Yes.
Ooh, and this is a mechanic being.
Wild robot.
Yes.
What?
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse. Oh. Mafia.
The Godfather.
Yes.
Two.
Okay. This is an animal that slithers.
Snake.
Yes, and you see with these.
Snake Eyes.
Yeah!
Wow.
Okay. This was a movie, a cartoon that just got turned into a live action with flying reptiles in the sky.
How to Train Your Dragon.
Yes! Wow. We did it, Tommy!
Whatever. Whatever.
Man, I gotta say, that victory doesn't feel as mighty today for some reason.
No! How dare you?
No, I'm happy for Tommy. You got a pair of tickets to the Esquire IMAX Theater. Fantastic Four is currently playing, and they have a horror movie called Weapons, I think, coming up in a week or two. That's going to be crazy on the IMAX screen. So, stay on hold. We got to get your information, but congratulations.
Thank you.
You got it.
106.5, the end.
It's the Wake Up Call.
1 list of American accents were ranked on sexiness.
Oh, boy. Here we go. I already know what direction this is going to go.
Do you?
I know you're going to have a problem with it.
Uh-uh. What do you guys think is the sexiest American accent?
Oh, American.
American accent.
Okay. Sexiest.
Because remember, we are all Americans, but we all have very different accents.
Yeah. I suppose New York.
So the traditional New York accent, which got broken down into, is it a Long Island accent or is it a Staten Island accent? Oh. Long Island accent, which is what typically the New York accent, that came in second.
Okay. There's a real bad boy appeal to it.
There's you feel like you're talking to somebody who's serious.
You feel like you're talking to somebody from a different time.
Right.
Right.
So, number one, also feels like a different time, but in my opinion, the other end of the spectrum.
I'm sure it's a southern state.
It is.
Yep.
But what kind of southern accent?
So, for me, it would be some sort of like New Orleans accent.
That's it?
Yep.
New Orleans.
The number one sexiest American accent is considered the Cajun accent.
Yeah.
And I thought that was true.
That it's sexy.
Yes.
There's something about that draw where everything's just a little slower.
Because I hate Southern accents, but for some reason, the Cajun accent gets a pass on me.
Well, it's like they're not in a hurry to do anything, but also it makes them sound fun.
Yeah.
There is a fun to it where, you know what? We're just going to have a couple pops.
Right, because they slow everything down,
yeah.
You know, and even if they were saying something like, y'all come by the plantation,
plantation.
Exactly, right. That sounds terrible.
Yeah.
But there's still something nice about the slow cadence and just the southern draw.
Now come on over and enjoy the juniper tree.
Right.
Also, there's something about the Cajun accent where they just stop dropping letters. And I'm still in. I can still hear. I still know what you're saying.
I'm going to credit that to the French because the Cajun accent is mostly influenced by French.
Yes.
Which most of the people on the bayou, they mix American and French still
most,
to this day.
Not most.
But I mean, they still do. Percent, bayou people and, you know, stuff like that. This is one thing. Some of the other accents, like the Maine accent, that New England accent.
I'm not sure what that is.
The New England accent?
Yeah.
There's a reason why we all, you know, that
real,
kind of...
John F. Kennedy.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
In these parts, we would love to have you to our home.
And it's different than the Boston accent. The Boston accent was on this list as
oh,
what
I
came
like
in.
Boston.
Came in number seven. This is one thing that I'm pretty upset about.
Okay.
The Philly accent.
Ew.
Came in on the list.
That's shocking.
On the top 10 sexiest American accents. And I worked really hard to lose mine.
You never had a Philly accent.
I've never heard
so,
it.
No,
you
you've
are
never,
such a liar.
You never met me when I
you
had one.
You lived in Philly till you were like 7 years old.
I lived in Philly till I was 12.
Okay.
And that's what happens then. Oh, that's right. You develop language from 0 to 10.
Okay.
I did. And I worked.
Your mother and father don't even have a Philly accent.
My mom still does occasionally. My dad never had a Philly accent. My dad never lived in Philly except for when he was like an adult. But my mom did have my aunt, my uncle definitely do a Philly accent. But like I was just saying to a guy that we just hired here, I don't know if he's from Philly or not.
He's from Philly.
He is from Philly. Yeah. Okay. And I was telling him like I used to say like for instance water, and I don't say water anymore. I say water.
When did you stop doing that?
It was right around when I started to do broadcasting.
Okay.
Because I kind of figured out that's not something you want to bring with you if you ever want to leave. You know, like it's an acceptable thing to say if you're like still in Pennsylvania, but like I could have been number 10 sexy on here.
No.
Come on.
Nobody's.
No, there's nothing sexy about me.
Now, was California on there at all?
No. Yeah. Nothing from California.
You know what? I think we're too much of a melting pot.
Mm.
And so I think that, like, we don't really have, short of, like, the vocal fry.
Yeah,
which
is gross.
I don't think we have, like, a thing. When we go to, like, morning show boot camp and we're around a bunch of other people that do radio.
It's a radio conference, yeah.
It's a radio conference. Oftentimes people ask me if I'm from the Midwest.
Oh.
Mm, I can see that.
They think I'm, like... Wisconsin or Michigan.
Northern California, I think, is very Midwest. It feels very Midwest.
How so?
Just in like the way that we talk and treat each other and stuff like that. I don't know.
Hey, how are ya?
That almost makes it sound like we hit our heads. But no. How do you do?
No. I want Northern California to be Canada so bad.
Yeah.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Now, that's a nice accent, not a sexy one.
What? What do you mean?
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So we want to talk about a rescue of a hiker in the most unlikely of ways. Katie has the details of this story.
Yeah, so in Switzerland, a guy was, you know, hiking around a glacier, I guess, and went over what it's called an ice bridge. And it cracked.
Oh, God. Oh.
And he fell 26 feet.
Okay.
And he had a walkie-talkie on him and was able to notify somebody nearby who also had a walkie-talkie that, hey, I fell. I'm in the glacier now. But he wasn't able to say where he was, obviously.
Right.
And so that person notified, like, a search and rescue team. So they're searching for him, but they don't even know where they're looking.
Yeah.
And then they see a dog just circling an area. And it turns out the dog was circling the hole that the man had fallen in.
Amazing.
The dog was a Chihuahua.
The dog was a Chihuahua?
A long-haired Chihuahua.
In what country?
That surprised me as well. In Switzerland, which... I don't know why, but if you told me Switzerland has Chihuahuas, I would tell you you're crazy.
Right.
And then the other shocking thing about this story is, would you trust a Chihuahua for anything?
No. Chihuahuas are by far what I thought was the most unreliable of the dog breeds.
I would believe that a Chihuahua would lie to me before it would tell me the truth.
Right. I can't think of literally anything that I would trust a Chihuahua about. This is changing my whole perception of dog breeds. Because okay. I thought Chihuahuas were just, and no offense, long-haired Chihuahuas, for the most part, are very adorable.
Oh, yeah.
But I thought that they were.
I've seen some pretty cute short-haired ones, too.
I've seen some cute ones, too.
Oh, yeah.
But no offense, I thought that they were nitwits. All of them. Every single one of them.
Oh, I never thought that they were stupid. I thought that they were spiteful.
Well, I thought that too. They just seemed like they were just mad, shaking old ladies.
Yeah, every like single you're one on of your them. Own.
Right, yeah. I got through, like, you're going to try to take my Social Security. Right. Like, they just seem like they can't wait to tell you about how the gossip.
Their ex-husband, Carl.
Right, exactly. So this is changing everything. So I feel like we need to come up with a new dog breed that is the most unreliable.
Okay.
Can I submit one?
Please.
Labradoodle.
Oh, I wouldn't trust it. Wouldn't trust it. No.
And that's not.
Don't trust a single thing about it.
Right. And it's not just because of the Chihuahua problem where they just seem like they hate you.
Oh, no. I think they look dumb as hell. They look like they've underdeveloped brains.
Because they do. But I mean, whenever you look at a Labradoodle's face, it always looks like it doesn't remember where it is. Like, and they look like boys or girls, and they all kind of talk like,
hello.
Hi.
Oh, I'm happy to be here.
Yeah. So, okay. So we're putting Labradoodles on the list of unreliable dogs.
Unreliable dogs. Okay. I'm gonna next put Dachshund.
Wiener dog. I agree with that one.
Yeah.
Long hair and short hair.
Yeah. I trust a long hair more than a short hair.
Yeah.
Marginally.
And that's just more because of profiling.
You know, all right.
I mean, you have that gorgeous hair. You got to be doing something right.
Now, where do we fall on Shih Tzus?
Oh, they're mean.
Okay. Are they? Yappy. I've never met a mean Shih Tzu.
Oh, I did.
They're so yappy.
And they're yappy. Yeah.
But could that not be helpful in a I've fallen in a glacier situation?
If you can get them to care about you. It seems like there's an awful lot of Shih Tzus with bows. And if a dog is wearing...
So they're prissy.
Right.
Right. They wouldn't... Like, if they got in the snow, they'd pick their feet up over and over. Ew. It's cold and wet.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay. Now, how about a pug?
Pugs have got to be on the list, right?
They got to be.
They can't even figure out breathing.
But here's the thing about a pug. I believe it would try to help.
Yeah. But end up screwing things up more.
Right, like it wants to help.
Like a kid when they want to help you bake cookies.
Yeah, or when my daughter, when I can't open up a pickle jar, my daughter goes, I can do it. Why can you do it, but I can't do it? And can I say something? And for those people that are Chihuahua lovers and think we're being haters, let me point something out. You've never seen a seeing eye Chihuahua.
Great point.
Okay. So there is a reason that we find them to be a little shifty.
Right.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So if you're somebody that's looking to get some attention, maybe the boys are not paying as much attention to you as you'd like, Katie has found a way to make that happen.
Yes. Now, when I saw this on TikTok, it's meant to be funny.
Okay.
I'm going to go over the things that were on this list. Unfortunately, some of these hit a little too close to home.
Okay. Unfortunately.
Yeah. When I go over it, you'll know why.
Okay.
So these are ways to get attention if nobody's paying attention to you.
Okay.
Number one, have a medical emergency.
Have a medical emergency on purpose?
However it happens is how it happens.
Oh, my God.
It says anything that can get you a hospital bracelet so you can post the hospital bracelet online. And if I'm good at anything, it's having a medical emergency.
That is true.
Cry in public.
Yeah.
People will ask if you're okay.
You're very good at that.
Now, in fairness, when I'm crying in public, I don't want people to ask me if I'm okay.
Yeah.
But I guess at least I'm being seen.
And the big problem with that one is, as somebody who on several occasions has sat across from Katie crying in public, like at a restaurant where I'm the only person there, even if she's crying happy tears, or even if she's crying something about she's recounting a terrible story, everybody thinks you're breaking up with her.
Do you? I know you say that, but do you think that's true?
It feels true. No one's smiling at me.
Well, that's true. In fairness, I always think, like, have you ever seen anybody crying in public?
Besides you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You have. See, I feel like I haven't. Or maybe I'm just not paying attention.
I feel like I've seen it at the mall. And I always assume it's a couple going through a breakup.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Lie about something meaningless to get people talking about you.
Lie about something.
The example this girl gave was, I hate dogs. text something really vague to all of your friends, like something really bad happened to me this weekend. And then when they go, oh my God, what happened? Do not reply.
Oh my God. That would be terrible to do something like that.
Right. The next one, just don't wear makeup. If you are somebody that usually does wear makeup and then all of a sudden you aren't, people are going to ask, oh my God, are you okay?
We're living through that moment right now, Pamela Anderson.
That's right.
No one was talking about you until all of a sudden you stopped wearing makeup.
That's absolutely right.
You would never do that one though, right?
Well, no, see, I've lived this in real life. Whether I want it or not, I'm somebody that looks so different without makeup that we used to have a female boss who the first time she saw me without makeup on asked me if I was sick.
But you got that attention.
Oh, sure did.
She was worried about
That's
you.
That's right. Okay.
And then you showed her your fake bracelet.
Right. Yeah. casually mentioned that you could read people's auras.
We used to work with somebody who peddled in that kind of silliness.
You sure did.
And I'll tell you, when you say something like that, we all think you're crazy, but we're also paying attention. Yeah.
I mean,
we're leaning in.
In fairness, we did want her to do a psychic reading of us because I guess people were hiring her to do that. Unfortunately, she told us we would have to pay her money also.
Yeah.
Even though we were going to do it for the show.
By the way, this is these are ways that you can get attention if no one's paying attention to you.
And maybe they're a little misguided, but here they are. Try to one-up people in very extreme ways. The girl suggested if somebody said, oh my God, I only got like 3 hours of sleep last night.
Right.
You top that by saying, well, I haven't slept in 6 to 8 hours.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. But it has to be so over the top.
Oh, it was terrible yesterday. I was walking around the couch and I stubbed my pinky toe. It hurt so bad. Oh my God. I was shot once.
Yeah, exactly. And the last one, wear a birthday sash when it's not your birthday.
That's great. How come we've never said every year on New Year's we come up with new fashion things?
Oh,
and
yeah.
How come unnecessary sashes that say things has never come up? Man, there is a way that you can combine all of these things like in one big swoop, like a big Voltron of attention seeking, where you show up with no makeup, a fake bracelet on, try to one-up somebody with a huge injury, and then lie about something. Like, all of a sudden, like, you are the most popular person in the room.
Unfortunately, I think you need the medical bracelet to be real.
Well, sure, because I think the only way to get it off is to cut it. So you can't really get it. It's not like something you could, or maybe you could get it on Amazon. Can you order medical bracelets on Amazon? Because no one reads it, you know?
Well, and you blur it out anyway because you want to protect your anonymity.
Right.
Even though you're putting it on your own social media.
And the fact, too, that it said you were admitted for a migraine. That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music-free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on BetterHelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by BetterHelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it
up. Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. BetterHelp.com. facebook.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.